Everybody's having a wonderful day. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and we are here. We are here. I'm working on one ear right now, but we still here. Hey, so how y'all doing out there? How was your weekend? I hope everybody had a great weekend, and we had some fun. You had some fun, and we chilled out a little bit, and everything was everything. You know what I mean? Yeah. The day is Soapbox Monday. You know what that means? You got something you want to talk about? Something you want to complain about? That's no problem. Just get on the air and let us know what's on your mind, because you, the caller, determine what we talk about, how long we talk about it, and how in depth we become involved in it. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on out there that we need to talk about. But we get to it when we get to it. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. Now, let's get the preliminaries out of the way. If you want to be a part of the show today, that's no problem. Just give me a call at 317-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or don't forget to go to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Or you can become a member of our chat room, where we have some conversations going in there also. So, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk, and you become get in the chat room and you join the conversation there as well. Either way, any of those are great ways to be a part of the show. You know, email me, I'll read it on the air. If you hit me in the chat room, I'll read it on the air. Hit me on the Facebook page, I'll read it on the air. I'm all there, I'm in there, all those places on during the show. So, you know, no need to worry. All right, so let's give some shout outs here real fast. 708, welcome to the show. Wesley, I see you, man. Guest 1281, welcome to the show also. Hey, it's y'all, man. Hope everybody had a great weekend. You know, it's been a little rainy around here, but it still was a wonderful weekend, that's for sure. Oh, yeah, we'd like to also apologize for the abrupt ending to a Friday show. Of course, that was not my doing. You know, that was atmospheric and BTR and all that put together. So I do apologize that we didn't finish the show like we would like to have. But it was a very interesting show for sure. It really was. I mean, man, we had a conversation that was that was just going crazy. Yeah, but other than that, it was good. That's right, Wesley. Wake them up. Wake them blank, blank, blanks up. I know Wesley say. That's right, Wesley. We going to wake them up. We trying. Yes, we are. We're trying. Oh, man, I tell you. Yeah, I'm talking to y'all and trying to work on this earpiece at the same time. Something is just not right. But it's okay. We're going to go on with the show anyway. All right. So, what we got going on in the news right now? Man, I'm telling you, we got all kind of stuff going on in the news. Of course, we know about the shutdown and all that. Now they claim one side of the house. I mean, the Senate is getting things together, and they're close to a breakout and a solution, and it's amazing. It's amazing. But they're not so concerned that they couldn't go home over the weekend, right? I'm telling you. Oh, they have to enjoy. I guess they got to get their little Columbus Day celebration in as well. What is that about? Columbus Day. Huh. I can think of a lot of more folk that deserve a day besides Christopher Columbus, but don't get me started on that either. I was saying, you know, he first, you know, celebration of him first selling to the America in 1496, something like that, 14, one of them damn years. But anyway, yeah. I mean, they're becoming the realize that he didn't discover nothing because it was already here. You know what I mean? He didn't found anything because it was already here. But anyway, we're not going to get into the day. That's, you know, what they want you to believe. But those of us that are awake know a little bit better about that than most people. All right. Mr. Lowe, I see you, brother. Welcome to the show. All right. Anyway. Once again, you know, we're ready to have us fun today. So without further ado, let's go on and knock out the house rules. It's a new week. It's Soapbox Monday. And house rules are our father. We encourage everybody to call in. We like to hear what you have to say. In fact, we just don't like it. We love to hear what you have to say. We really do. That's the man, I'm telling you. Because that way we get to hear different opinions of different people, what you think. Because sometimes you have a point of view that the rest of us may not have. You know, so you get to come on the air, say what you want to say, clarify it a little bit, and we go to discussing it and have great conversations about it. And everything is on there, everything. You know what I mean? Of course, you know, please respect everybody's mic time. You know, we try to limit the talking over each other. I know sometimes it gets a little heated, but for the most part, we do pretty good with that. So I really can't complain too much, you know. But you know, there are those that just don't want to heed. So, you know, they get the shotgun and the taser more often, more frequently than others. Yeah. All right. And, of course, make your comments as short to the point as possible, you know. So everybody get a chance to view their and say their point of view, and you know, we can move on, get some good conversation going on. Okay, and the big one, no personal attacks are allowed. You know, yeah, I know some of y'all get y'all little secret shots in, and you know they do what they do to each other. I know some of y'all listening may get upset, but you have to understand the regulars, they know each other like that, so. You know, it's all fun. We may argue during the show, but all at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to do the same thing, wake everybody up, come up with some solutions to help everybody, you know, survive and do what's going on out there in this old crazy world. So those are the house rules. Put it in a shorter form when you call in that as an adult, okay? All right. Antoinette, welcome to the show. Hey, hope you had a good weekend. All right. So that was the house rules. Okay. Now, here it is, the quote and the song of the day. I'm telling you, the song of the day going to get you to move. And I'm telling you, if not, man, I don't know. We may have to check your pulse. But anyway, we're going to go with the quote of the day first. Quote of the day like this. No matter how many mistakes you make or how slow you progress, you are still way ahead of everyone who isn't trying. Did y'all get that? Did y'all get that? No, because some of y'all out there, you know, y'all make a mistake and y'all about kill yourself over the mistake. But think about it. You're trying. You're doing something. And that's more than a whole lot of people are out there doing. And that's part of the reason, the problem we have in this country. Everybody worrying about, you know, making mistakes, what somebody else is thinking of somebody else. And the same one, you know, that's giving you the hardest times, they're not doing anything. So you have to remember that sometimes, you know. You know, if you're making mistakes, that means you're trying. You know, you're trying. You know, that's like sometimes we get in and say, well, what they need to do is say no, right? At least you tried. Then you'd be surprised at the response that you get or the results that you get. So, you know, in other words, never stop trying. Never stop trying. You know, you're not a failure for trying. You're a failure for not doing anything. Oh, I said that. Oh, I am so sorry. Well, that's the way I see it anyway. No matter how many mistakes you make or how slow you progress, you are still way ahead of everyone who isn't trying. And there's a whole lot of people out there. Yeah. And we know this, don't we? Why we know this? Just look at the statistics. They'll take a lot of people out there not trying. Now, is it their fault they're not trying? I don't know. Is it somebody else's fault they're not trying? Can you put that on anybody else if you're just not trying? A lot of people, they like living like that. Say, okay, it's not my fault because so-and-so. But yet, you're not trying to do anything. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. So, no matter how many mistakes you make or how slow you progress, you are still way ahead of everyone who is in time. And that was your quote of the day. All right. I see you out there, 561. I see you out there. I'll get to you in a minute. But right, we got to get to quote the song of the day, man. It wake y'all up a little bit. Get your blood flowing just a skosh a bit. You know, because some of y'all still sleepwalking from the weekend, from it being Monday. But we're going to see if we can't get your blood flowing a little bit with the song of the day. All right. So without further ado, y'all, here is the song of the day. All right, y'all. As Antoinette said in the chat room, that's a blast from the past. Brick with Daz. Man, this is a extended version with that they just get playing hearing that bass going boom, 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 boom. Man, I'm telling you, and it just it sounds so good. Just a little something, though. I just didn't want to play the extra long version for y'all. Maybe on in the week. Maybe we come back and visit the long version, the extended version. But anyway, that was your song of the day. All right, y'all. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And today is Soapbox Monday. So if you want to be a part of 347-838-8622, email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or join me in the chat room. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And don't forget the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. So those are all ways that I am on Twitter at Driven4FORLife62. All one word. And hit me up on Twitter also. All right, so Soapbox Monday, where you the caller decide what we talk about first and what we talk about when we talk about it and how in depth we become. And that's right, I am the referee. So, anyway, so without any further ado, let's go on and open up these lines. I see 5-6 is on the line waiting on me, so let me go on and open up the mic and let's talk, everybody. Let's get it on. All right. Good afternoon, Miss Lady. How you doing today? Hello?
561.
Are you there?
I'm hanging in there after all. 561,
yes, I'm sorry.
I say I'm hanging in there after all that has happened to me, and I think people should know, you know.
Oh, hello, Elvira. How you doing today?
I'm alive. I'm here, you know.
Oh, well, that's a great thing. So what's the update? What's going on with you?
Well, I went to the hospital, the emergency room, because I was having internal bleeding, you know, like I said. What had happened to me in 2004 at Broward General Hospital in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I was injected with the toxin. And then because the social worker and the doctors and all was behind it, that leads me to be targeted by social workers and doctors. They're trying to keep anybody from finding out what they truly did to me by trying to make me seem like I'm crazy. And every time I would go to a doctor, or an emergency room, that's what they did. They would transfer me to a mental hospital. This has happened to me 7 times over the years. And but here in Pennsylvania, Morton, Pennsylvania, has been the worst that I've seen since all this has happened to me. They were denying me my medication. They were putting me on medication that was not good for me, you know, for my pain. I got beat up by a police officer. And anyway, the day in question that I called your show, that I went to the hospital because I had been bleeding for over a year off and on, trying to get medical treatment.
Right.
And like I said, being thrown in a mental hospital. And so when I went this time, they did that to me. They kept me from Monday to Monday. That Monday when I called in, and they held me in the hospital, trying to force me to take psychotropic drugs. And because I refused to do this, because I was telling them that I have a physical illness, not a mental illness. So finally, after taking my blood twice a day, every day, and then they transferred after the court on Friday, because they call that a 302. The court on Friday, they let me go on Monday, but they sent me down to the emergency room. But because that was not Delaware, not where I went to the hospital, I went to Springfield Hospital. So I was just so about everything that went on from Monday to Monday, I just couldn't take it anymore. I needed to come home, relax, and then I went to the hospital, back to Springfield Hospital the very next day. When I got to Springfield Hospital, they took me in the hospital. I had to have 4 pints of blood, and they were giving me IVs from the time I got there to the time I left. And then, even then, they had a colonoscopy done, And I told the doctor, if he look at my story, if he listen to me, he'll find out what's wrong with me, because no doctor has been listening to me. All they've been doing is trying to have me put in a mental hospital. And so I guess he mm-hmm. listened to me. And then someone still tried to get me out of the hospital, because that happened on like a Thursday or Friday when they took the colonoscopy to find out what's wrong. They said they couldn't find out, they couldn't figure it out. So the doctor went on, he wanted the weekend off and come back on Monday, so he told me he was having another doctor come in and give me the blood. Then the Dr. Snyder that was at the hospital, he came in the room and he told me, he said, somebody sure wants you out of this hospital. So I said, well, how are you going to do that when they just took the colonoscopy and they don't even know what's wrong with me? They're giving me the blood, and the doctor said he'll be back on Monday. Okay. Fast forward. Monday comes. Somebody released me from the hospital, told me I was out of the hospital before the doctor can get back to me. And then I'm still sick, still bleeding. And then next thing I know, I had to go back on Thursday because I hadn't got the treatment I needed. So Thursday when I went back, they told me that I signed myself out of the hospital, which is not true, because they wheelchaired me to my ride. And so this is what's happening with me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling my story so others can know that these things are happening in hospitals. It's really bad, and I'm just targeted, and I'm targeted by social workers and doctors. And I need help, and I can't get it because of it.
Mm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's what happened to me.
Well, wow. All right. Wow, that's just an amazing story. And you say somebody released you? Nobody knows who released you from the hospital?
That's what they say. That's when I went back Thursday, the doctor said, you left here on your own accord. So I said, no, I didn't. I said, they came to my room and told me I was being released from the hospital, although I told them I need to stay there until I could see Dr. Gilman, my doctor. And then they said, no, you're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So what can I do? All I could do is what they told me. And I signed out. They gave me the paperwork with the social worker was standing there and everything. And I told them I needed help. I was still sick. I was still very ill, you know, still seeing the blood, too. And so they, you know, that's what they did.
I don't know nothing about that. I'm
right
here looking at this brochure.
So I don't know what else to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do but pray.
Okay. Hold on. You know what? That's one of the biggest things you can do is pray. That's for sure. I want to welcome Lo and Joe to the show also. Janelle, your mics are open. You have any, I guess, any suggestions for Elvira?
Oh, not for Elvira.
Okay,
the governmental process is going to be slow. It's going to be frustrating. What I found out the other day was that I don't know how often you guys fly, but in Houston, in the Houston airport, there's an announcement now that even if you joke about the TSA, okay, that offends them, if you joke about security, you can be arrested. Now, that to me is especially significant, because now it's telling you, you can't say what you want to say in public, and they will arrest you. It's like Stasi Germany. So what I've said before has now come true. When I've always said, welcome to Russia, think about this. Think about just
mm-hmm.
the fact that TSA, they're there supposedly for your protection. There is no excuse, no rationalization for this particular type of warning by the TSA that if you joke about security, you can get arrested. That came over the loudspeaker. So that to me, even though it seems small, is an extremely significant expression of a clampdown on the United States, as we've talked about.
Joe.
Let me tell you what
wow.
else happened to me while I was in that hospital. They stole my driver's license and my SSA card. So now they have my Social Security number and my driver's license. I had to report that, too. So I have no identity now.
I was thinking they had your Social Security card number when you went into the hospital.
Yes, but the security, when they take you to a mental hospital, they take everything that you own and they put it in with the security, and they lock it up, supposedly.
Sure.
That's what happens when you go into a mental hospital. They go through everything you own.
I'm sure they do, because they're going to take any and everything that supposedly you could take and harm yourself with to ensure that you don't.
Yeah, but I didn't go in there. I went in there with my medical records only. I didn't even have to talk. My medical records do the talking for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're warned, okay? If
right.
we're ever redirected to go to a mental hospital, if we ever have any physical problems, we know what can happen.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Joe, I don't want to offend you, but I'm saying you have never had the freedom
okay.
thought you've had, man. It was an
I know. Skip
right.
it. I understand.
Right.
We all understand that. But this thing
right.
is a manifestation
so, I mean,
of what's going on right now. This is something that people should be pay attention to.
Right. I'll say this, and it's an extension of the show from Friday. And I told you seem to be a well-learned man in a lot of areas, Joe. But when it comes to religion and theology and things like that,
Jesus fucking Jesus!
Listen, please.
No, I don't want to listen.
Dude,
every day you got to bring in religion,
uh-oh.
Theology.
Dude, listen, man.
No, it's too early.
Do your
Jesus
own
Christ!
Research.
Can't you ever go? You know what? What's been happening to you? The
listen,
past
man.
Few months?
It's funny that you would sit up and listen to me rant and rave about the government. But when I tell you the reason why the
but
government is
go
doing what they're doing,
you're
going
to go back to Scripture. You're going to go back to the Bible. You're going to go back to
what
started.
I'm telling you is do your own research.
Okay, fine. Now skip it. The thing
the
isn't
thing,
always about fucking apocalyptic and Genesis
okay,
and Revelation.
Okay, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I'll humor you with you're absolutely right. The Bible says
okay.
Babylon is falling. This country,
we know
it.
Human people.
This country is falling.
We
you have one thing. It. Listen, man, can I finish saying something without you injecting?
No, you can't, because you're going to keep on and on and on.
No, I'm not.
With
no, I'm not. All I have to say, all I have
be the
to
end
say
of it?
Is September the 11th, you had something that was catastrophic. The American
yeah,
people
it was
had
protected
never
by the Bible. Okay, fine. Now, what's
I didn't
your
say that. You did. I
all
didn't
right.
say that. You did.
What
September
is your,
11th,
okay,
you
what's
had,
your point? I'll listen to your point.
Okay.
My point is this. September the 11th, you had something catastrophic to start a snowball downhill. All of a sudden, the American people that were comfortable and, oh, yeah, we go to work and we come home and we play and all these things. Now, all of a sudden, wait a minute. We have a TSA alert that says we got to ramp up security a little bit because of this that happened. They don't when the threat's not there anymore, they don't bring it back to where it was before. They don't say, okay, well, you know, the threat's over with. They leave it where it is. And then all of a sudden something else happens. And so they add to it. And then they add to it. And then they add to it again. And the thing is, all the while the American people are saying, okay, well, you know, we got to accept this. But they're never asking, well, wait a minute. Why didn't we go back to the amber alert instead of the red alert? We never went backwards. I mean, there wasn't a threat anymore. So why didn't we go backwards and then all of a sudden something else happens after 2 or 3 years, and then we go back to the red alert from the amber again? They stayed, and they only added to what was going on. That's what I'm saying, man.
Well, yeah, of course. Ever since 9/11, we've never stepped down completely. It's always been the agenda to get everybody under their control. The
Absolutely.
Thing I was bringing up was that this is a little bit of a deviation from it, because remember now, and you're absolutely right about this, thank God it's secular and not biblical, is the fact that, yeah, everything's
actually,
been done.
Okay.
Everything's been done for our protection. So people will say, oh, well, geez, if the government says so, okay, I'll go along. But now this thing is saying, even if you joke about security,
Absolutely.
You can be arrested. Now, again, that seems...
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, man. I mean, Wesley says it all the time. This
who?
Fascist government. This is.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Gestapo coming into my home right now, beating me and taking me somewhere, and what can I do about it? What can my family do? Nothing. Because everybody is saying, okay, well, you know, he was operating outside of what the norm is, so, you know, hey, he's wrong. Yeah.
Mm. All right, well, that's all for my bring Antoinette and the conversation as well. Miss Antoinette and Beasley, how y'all doing today? Hope everybody had a great weekend.
I did. How did everyone else do it?
He wouldn't even let the woman go first. Ain't that something?
Okay.
In the Bible, though. Bible, though. Go read your Bible. Man comes first. Woman should follow the
just
man. It's in the very beginning of the Bible.
I'm trying to clean it up for you, Beasley. You didn't appreciate it.
It's all right. I got him.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, fuck us. Oh, man.
Man, y'all are just too funny.
Today. He wants to use the Bible when it suits his purposes.
Holy
but, you know,
jeez.
Got to be consistent.
Anyway, Antoinette, I think you had something to add to what Joe was saying about the TSA.
Well, for what Joe was saying and also to Miss Elvira. Joe, I did see that Alex Jones showed that either Thursday or Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And played the recording and everything on his show.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go back and look at Alex Jones' full episode, you will be able to hear it where he constantly...
Yeah, that's where I got it from, Antoinette. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Also, Miss Elvira, is she still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Miss Elvira, you said
yes,
you
she's
went
still
to the
on
hospital.
The line.
Thank you, Wesley. I assume this is Wesley.
No.
No?
That's Eric.
Okay. Miss Elvira, the hospitals in Delaware, Maryland, and... Pennsylvania, and I believe also some in Jersey, are all their systems are all connected together.
Yes.
So, if you go to one hospital, your information still carries in that same circuit where they're all together.
Now, let me ask you
eventually,
something. I'll go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
Eventually, they're trying to tie everyone's information into one conglomerate system, and every hospital or every organization. I mean, to the point where if you are in a certain medical status and you call to order a pizza, they will have information that says, you have high blood pressure. You don't need this. And because they're looking at your information, eventually that's where these people are trying to take this thing. And if you look at it that way.
Yeah, you must have listened to our show last week because I think Brown played that clip. If not, I heard it somewhere else. Lord, I don't know.
Yeah, but there's something about, go ahead.
No, but those hospitals, they work together. It's Christiana, I know Temple. And another one over in Jersey, I can't think of what his name is right now, but they're like the three trauma, they have the trauma units that's supposed to be the best.
You're breaking up, Antoinette.
Yeah, she's left all together.
Now you,
yeah. You know, and Joe, I don't want to talk.
I thought it was
that's
me.
Normally,
okay.
No. That's normally a pilot. They'll start it out with something small, and before you know it, it's grown and morphed into something very.
Yep.
Yeah, they started out with two or three small places and said, okay, well, we're just linking in your information because this is a small community of maybe 30,000 people, and who knows which hospital you'll go to. And before you know it, it's all over the place.
Yeah, but it's...
But there's something else about Elvira. You were talking.
Already, isn't it a known fact that that your information? Isn't it already a known fact that all information goes to a big major database now? I mean, is that such a big surprise given the circumstances of what the world is today?
Not to us, but to other people, yeah. And they're trying to make it a huge, big central database. But did you notice when Elvira was telling the story, how when she was going back and forth between the hospitals, Elvira, you said you were getting 4 pints of blood pumped into you. Doesn't that prove to the doctors that you've got internal bleeding or some sort of malady besides mental illness?
It should. But they, like I said, I'm positive bound because they're trying to keep my story from getting out because it'll expose what's really going on in the hospital. And then they also, what they're doing, they take some doctor's offices, you have to take your picture. They're also taking your picture. You know.
Why are they taking your picture?
Wow.
Yep, you have to give your picture.
They're actually taking pictures also?
Yes, they're taking pictures of you as well.
Holy shit.
Is that at the mental hospital or is that at the doctor's office?
No, in New York, in doctor's offices, regular doctor's offices.
Holy fuck.
And also in the state of Florida, they were doing that too.
Hey, Lo, you were right. They're doing it small and small and spreading it out now.
Yeah. That's another thing, and because I don't agree with that, and I refuse to let them take my picture.
Well, that will cause problems. Yeah.
The thing is, they'll always tell you that it's for your own good and for your own protection. I haven't met anybody since leaving my parents' home that have actually did anything or said anything to me that was for my own good and for my own protection. You know, and that's what the government says to people. Well, you know, we're going to do this, but it's for your own good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the government is your daddy.
Let me ask Elvira a question, real quick.
Okay.
Elvira, is this in the hospital or at a doctor's office where they're taking the pictures?
Oh, at the doctor's office is where they're taking the pictures. And that happened in Geneva, New York, around there, Waterloo. And it happened in Florida. It's happening in Florida when you go to a doctor's office. Doctor's office.
I'm surprised they're not taking your fingerprints. They're doing that in other government agencies.
Well, that's like your fingerprint.
They have your blood type. They have your DNA. They have your social security number. They have your address. You give all that information voluntarily. It's likely if you're walking into any office building anywhere in America that your picture is being recorded and taken anyway.
That's true. That's true. They have now, I didn't mean to cut you off. They have now facial recognition software, you know.
Okay.
And the thing is, you know, a lot of stuff that you see in movies is actual. And they just need to get it out there to people in a way that people are, you take something in the back of your mind, but because it was in a movie, you don't really consider it. And then when it actually comes to the forefront, wait a minute, I saw this before somewhere.
Well, they're preparing you for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's part of the process. Have you guys heard of Dr. Albrecht?
Yeah.
Catherine Albrecht, she goes on Alex Jones' show every once in a while. She's a security expert. She was talking about the same thing, that one of the side effects of the movies is that when you're watching the movie about what could happen in the future, when that future pops up to become the present, we become used to it. And we say, I've seen that before. So it's all
I mean, that's something I've said 800 times on the show. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Eric, are you still there?
You know, I've said that over and over again. Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. But you dropped out.
Yeah, we got a little bad weather here, so I come in and out sometimes. But, You know, I say that all the time. You know, you really do need to watch what's on TV because, as we've said, you know, a lot of that stuff is really, really, really true. You know, I was looking at something on the internet the other day where they supposedly have the flying car now. You know, to be available in 2015. So, you know,
really
I'm checking
need,
on
they
that
really
too.
Need a flying car.
Yeah,
so bad,
you know,
in some places.
Let me ask you a question.
This is going to make it even worse in the air. I mean, you
right.
have the drone, so what you think they're going to use that for? Huh?
Right. Well,
you get used to flying cars, so then people come hover over your house, you never know what's going on. What are they dropping on top of your house? Come on, B.
You obviously haven't driven through Los Angeles lately.
No.
In rush hour. Yeah.
Well, if anybody have ever seen the movie I, Robot, where... you know, the computer actually takes over driving the car for you. You know, it was implemented in the movie right there where the computer was taking over driving for you. Next thing you know, here comes a car that will fly.
That's what
prepared for it all the time.
I believe, you know, they probably took over the computer in Michael Hastings' car, that reporter.
Uh-huh.
That reported on General McChrystal and was working on other stuff, and that was friendly with Snowden. That he had a 2012, 2013 car. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
I mean, what movie? It was a movie with...
No, this is real life I'm talking
real
about.
No.
I know that, but I'm saying it was a movie with Bruce Willis. I think it was Die Hard, like fourth edition or something.
It was sixth... It was a science fiction movie.
Right.
Yeah.
You all of a sudden, everybody in the city that they were in didn't have lights, but one house for like a tech rat, he had lights at his house, and the only car that Bruce Willis could use was like a 1960-something mint-condition car. It didn't have that computer technology in it, because nowadays... All they have to do is sit across the street and zap that car, or they can do it from OnStar. The car shut down right where you are, and
they could be programming that car from Afghanistan, right?
Right.
Or from satellites out of space. I'm not you joking. What I'm saying is they can program a car from anywhere, you know.
Well, yeah, I know, but I thought you were making a dig at Wesley.
Oh.
I wasn't.
No.
Get a bad rap sometimes.
And a lot of people,
You know what though? You know what?
Go ahead, Mr. Talk.
A lot of people sit back and listen. Oh.
A lot of people will
sit back
and listen.
The only thing I was about to say is, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well,
oh, that's it?
A lot of people will sit back and listen to us talk, and that they'll assume that, oh, you know, they walk around with antenna hats, aluminum hats on and things like that. Tinfoil hats. But if you think about it, just stand back and look at what's going on. You see these things manifesting before your eyes.
But that's not a fact. That's not a fact, Lo.
Actuality?
That's not a fact. I have to see it.
Don't,
I have to touch
don't,
it.
Please,
don't
do
it. All right, I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
Here we go.
I couldn't help myself. I heard that voice in my head. It just came out.
Please don't. Leave it where it's at. Please.
I will.
Leave it in the bottle.
Yeah, I will.
But you know what? People listening to all three of us right now about the car, this is not future technology. About a year ago, there was a guy who got fired from his job. His job was working for a rental office, for a car rental office. So what he did to retaliate, he took home some of the codes for the rental cars, and he shut them down by Wi-Fi.
Mm.
Now, he did it a year ago. So this shit is
here.
It's here. He got prosecuted
for
it. What happened to him after that, I don't know.
Knowledge put some in the chat room.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm sorry, Joe. Knowledge put some in the chat room and said, go back and watch Space Odyssey 2001, where the computer
control
the ship.
Over the ship. That's an old movie.
I'm sorry, what you say, Elvira?
Weekly Link is from the high of your favorite
right.
word. Weekly
you know, I put something Facebook in my on my the they, Facebook.
They're coming out with a movie on how that all started.
Hmm. And I was, and I just left from. I won't even lie.
I
made it back to the house.
Go ahead.
I just made it back to the house from the Mercedes dealership, and I was looking at a car, and you know, it's a new convertible, and the guy was giving me all the features on it, whatever, and I was like, you know, I need to talk this over with my lady first, but man, I don't need, you know, I don't need something to shut down, because I've always had the 2 or 3 months free OnStar, and then I would let it just go, but I don't want it at all. You know, I don't even want it where it's accessible.
If you got that GPS on, they'll
you know
where you are.
You know, it's OnStar.
So is
they're going to have the ability to do it regardless. You know, I
right.
put something in on my on the show's Facebook page about U.S. Army evaluating self-driving machine gun toting robots. It's just funny. And if you go back and you look at what was that movie?
Terminator.
No, not Terminator. No, it was way before the Terminator movies. Maximum Overdrive. I think it was Maximum Overdrive, where the machines took over. And if you notice in one of them scenes, it had a machine on a little trailer like trailing around shooting itself. So. You know, think about that and look at what they're coming up with today. It's nothing new. You know, we're basically just eyes more as to what is really going on around us, which is good. You know, we could have done it at an earlier time, but, you know, you got to be aware of what's going on now because it's here.
Except 25 years ago,
some of it,
that's science fiction, and now... We can
right.
see that as something
right.
that might be introduced in the next year or two, or might being used now covertly, and we don't know about it.
What was that?
Right.
What was that movie called? Fishburne and Reeves. What was
Matrix.
Matrix.
Yeah. Matrix. Yeah. The final one. You know, with the machines actually taking over everything. You know, they have their own. Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure that movie out.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Keep trying. You're so crazy.
Yeah.
I got it given up.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
It's a little low.
You know what?
Okay.
Speaking of talking about the Terminator, do you remember the part,
uh-huh.
I think it was in Terminator 1 or Terminator,
what about Terminator
2, where they went back into the past just before the Skynet got booted up? Well, that's where we are now. We've got the drones, okay, which are approved of by a lot, well, if not many, by a few sheriffs around the country. And I think they're going to be under the aegis of the FAA. We're in Skynet, the beginning, right now.
Pre-Skynet.
You're
absolutely right, man.
Boy, I tell you. That's a good point, Joe. That's a very good point.
And
I like
and
that. Go ahead, Lo, before
you
I switch
it
up.
If you look at it right now, that movie, I think I mentioned it before, Soylent Green, that's where people are right now that can't use their food stamp card.
Right.
I read about that. That's where we are right now. Well, we're getting close to that because the government hasn't come out and said, okay, we'll come out every Wednesday, and we have some rations for you to take home with you. They haven't come out and did that yet, but that old movie with Charlton Heston, Soylent Green, we're almost there right now.
I'm glad you brought it up. I got a question. I got a question.
Uh-huh.
I want to hear what your guys' thoughts are. Now, this system apparently broke down at 7 o'clock in the morning, California time, yesterday, I believe. And it was like that for like a good 10, 12 hours. Now, I don't know if there's ever been any breakdowns like this, and apparently this covered maybe 10, 15 states. Do you think that this was like maybe a false flag of sorts, a test run to see the reaction of the people?
Yeah.
To see if people would flip out and what kind of reaction would be?
Well, let me, before you even answer, let me tell you about something I just looked at on my Facebook page.
Go ahead.
Look.
What's that?
In Louisiana, your part of the wood, Lo, in Louisiana, your part of the woods, it's a Walmart shelves empty and food stamp shopping spree. Apparently, things went down that limited the cap of what people can use on their food stamp cards. And they went they went in and cleared the shelves so bad they had to call the police. So
hold on a second.
You know,
say that again. What happened? People stole the food or they bought the food? I misunderstand. I'm not hearing.
They cleared the shelves. Apparently, they used their EBD card to the max and just bought out everything.
Yeah.
And then
they
bought
the whole thing they could because the caps on the EBT cards, you know, were no longer in effect because of a power outage. Apparently, a power outage. Yeah, and this was in Mansfield, Louisiana. Mansfield, Louisiana.
Yeah. Where did that happen? Wow.
And apparently. Yeah, so, you know, to answer your question, Beasley, you know, it's a test run, but I think what happened is the test run ran into a little glitch in this one, and you can see what will happen, you know, once everybody, you know, it's just going to turn into a free-for-all. Basically, that's what it's going to turn into. You know, people realize what's going on, it's going to be a free-for-all. I think somebody last week asked the question, why don't they do it all at one time? That is why they don't want to do it all the time. That's why it gradually has introduced certain things to us. Because, you know how we are. Once we figure something gone wrong, we're going to make some things happen to take care of ourselves and nothing else. So, you know, it becomes survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
They're not really to control that. So that's
all I'm saying. Do any of you believe that it's just a computer glitch, like the official story?
No.
Do any of you believe the official story?
No,
just a computer glitch?
I believe it's possible. I also believe it's possible as a test.
All right, yeah.
Wait. Hold on. Joe, don't tap dance.
Well, it could be. I don't know.
No,
I don't have any evidence.
Hold up, Beasley. Now, he's sure about a lot of things, and you asked, do you believe it was a test, or do you believe it was something actual that they did?
Right.
You know, which one? Which one do you believe?
I believe it could have been this, or it could have been that.
I'm agreeing with you. You can't just pick. I believe that the main situation was a test run, but what happened in Louisiana, I think that was an accident.
I think the other states where
the cars went.
Go ahead, man. Finish up.
Eric.
No, I'm finished. You think I find what?
Oh, okay. Okay.
So
I'll say this, and excuse my French, but you find bumfuck Louisiana that nobody else knows about, ever heard of. And you test this at that place, very small place, you know, way out of the way. Hey, if something dramatic will happen there, nobody in California would ever hear about it if they weren't really looking. And you test it there, and with those few people, you see what happens with that group right there. That's your control group right there. Oh, the people went crazy. There you have your answer.
Well,
now, let's just say that this was to have happened in New Orleans or Baton Rouge. Then you would have gotten national press on something like this. You know, you would have heard about this in Russia.
They had a story on the local Los Angeles news, and I watched it a few times, so that the news van went out to the big grocery market, and I said, "Watch them interview some black people."
I said,
"I already know what's going to happen." See, this
won't be any Jews or Italians or Chinese.
Italian and Chinese get have EBT cards too. So sure enough, the lady walks out, and the lady was. had on nice clothes and nice earrings, and she looked nice. And she said, what is this going on? They ain't going to let me feed my family. How many kids you got? I got 6 kids, and they hungry right now. I'm like, wow, you know, how can you predict this stuff that you know what they're going to do? And then the next guy they showed they interviewed was a young black man, but who was very young, well-spoken. When I say young, he's under 25. You're like, you know, you have to depend on food stamps. You can't find a way to eat. You know, and it just puts these pictures in your mind. It just puts it. I just knew that was going to happen. I just knew that was going to happen.
Of course.
All right,
before
anybody go, we go anywhere else. I want to welcome. I want to welcome 708 to the show. 111 and so Michael Bianchi and 708. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I know who that 111 is.
All right, hey, how's it going, everybody?
Hey, Chef.
Hey, Chris, what's up, bro?
Oh,
what's going on? What's up, man? Hey,
good.
I wonder, what's going on? How y'all feeling around the world?
Not too good, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, well,
Joe's waiting on his welfare check.
That's right. Shit,
well, you know what? I wanted to jump in and talk about that I've been here for a minute, and I'm gonna tell you.
I want to come about Ben.
That link card situation. I wouldn't believe none of that stuff that the news is talking about, that it was a 12-hour computer glitch, because it was people
Good
in
point.
Chicago that has been sitting up there in this city waiting for theirs to come on when they had $600, $800 or whatever amount of dollars they had. And I'm standing in line on the 1st of this month, on the 3rd and the 4th, and people were told that their card wasn't working. So now the
Good
news...
Point.
Is making it seem like, you know, oh, this just happened a few hours ago, and please be patient with us. We're working on this computer problem. No, and we can't really kick and knock down the media, because the media and the news is only being told what they said. Okay, so it's really not their fault to a certain extent. And it's funny how this computer glitch happens when all the money is taken within a week or two. I think it was put, I hope this is being recorded, to support and sponsor the government shutdown, because they need some kind of way to supplement the loss of so much money that's been taking place within the last 2 weeks, which will be maybe another 3-4 weeks from now that you figure out what's going on. There we go.
You know, it's not hard to connect the dots of a scenario like this, leading to, you know, some unrest in the streets, some rounding people up and being them put in camps or in jail, and with the other part of the population saying, yeah, forget them. They, you know, they got a nerve to be rioting, or they've got a nerve to be upset, and they're useless eaters anyway, and we need
wait
to get
minute,
them off the dole anyway. It's
wait
not,
a
it's
minute,
not,
B.
Yes, sir.
Now, wait. Now, I'm going to say, now, you normally say exactly what's on your mind. Don't be so general now. Be specific when you say things like this. I want to hear it, my brother.
All right. Okay.
Some people.
All right.
All right.
Normally, I say what's on my mind. I'm saying what's on my mind. I'm just wording it. I don't know why I'm nerding.
Say it like it is.
I can see black folks, brown folks, poor folks upset about this. Maybe even hungry,
okay?
In the streets, kicking up some dust. I can see media coverage. I can see riot police. I can see those stormtroopers that you saw rolled out in Boston. I can see them shooting people down in the street that are rioting, but behind being hungry and not having their benefits. I can see people being rounded up and put in jails and I can see so many millions of people that get these benefits being round up and being put in, you know,
in the FEMA
camps.
Yeah.
And I can also see, the other half of the population or the rest of the population that aren't necessarily on food stamps or that didn't riot or didn't cause a fuss, I can see them approving of this, of saying,
what happened to the...
Later for those people, they don't have any rights.
To the black helicopters and the soldiers with blue helmets.
Okay. Now I want to say
you
something.
You guys are making great movie directors. Great movie directors.
Yeah, but you know, I
saw in a movie once.
I have a lot to live forward
to. That says movies just kind of explain the riddles of life.
Right. That's true.
Right.
Okay.
And,
also,
and,
you, I want,
and,
I wonder,
and there's also a saying, and I'll stop after this. There's also a saying that, you know, is this art imitating life or is this life imitating art?
In art, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. I also want to mention, talk about something that's true. I want to speak some truth right now about a few things that you said. The caller that just stopped talking, don't know his name, about how you.
I'm Beasley.
Beasley, how you can only see black people rioting because of this situation when, you know, they're.
The man said, speak
clearly. Let him finish.
Go ahead.
You can only see black people, only black people, rioting in the streets and upset and.
He said black and brown. I heard him say that.
Well, that's part of the black population as well, I'm sure.
Right.
You
know. Go ahead,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Only black people rioting and get upset, and the other population approve it. Most likely, I'm sure you was saying that. Well, the other population—that's most likely what the whites. So the white population.
That's not exactly what I meant. Let me tell you exactly what I meant. Okay. First off, let me tell you what I'm illustrating. Let him finish, Beasley.
No, I just want to finish because that's what you said. The other people, white, you didn't mention anybody else but black, but you know originally.
Because you're misinterpreting.
Let him finish,
Beasley. No, he's going off on a wrong tangent. I'm trying to correct my
mistake.
He's
just
when he's finished.
No, let me finish because that's what you said.
He's distorting his words.
Truthfully, the LINK program and the WIC program that was shut down, the government has been trying to shut down for the last 60 years, this is nothing new, for the black community and those that need assistance, was originally started in the black community by the Black Panther
Party.
Black
Panther Party, that's true.
So this is why the government / corporation is so heavy on every term, including Barack Obama, three strikes, you're out. You know, we got 5 years to be on welfare, and then it's cut off. Ronald Reagan had, you know, what was it, every 6 months apply, and the list goes on and on and on. If this started in the white community, this would be something connected to grants to go to school, programs to help out that community. See, but this is for the black community, so that's why it's so much chaos and so many problems.
Hmm.
Beasley, you wanted to clarify?
I wanted to clarify exactly what I meant, okay? What we were talking about is an orchestrated event to target a certain segment of the population, okay? And what I was also talking about is how the media would portray it. It would show people in cities in big groups, okay, and it wouldn't show them getting rounded up and shot and shackled up and gaffled, okay. And when I meant the rest of society, I didn't necessarily mean race. What I meant socioeconomically, people that don't have to get food stamps or people that are above that in their financial life and that look down on people that receive food stamps. That's what I meant by the other side of the population, not necessarily white. I know that there's millions and millions and millions of white people that receive EBT.
And they work also. Most people who are on food stamps work. That's
who asked about working people on food stamps?
And that's another misconception that's pushed and promoted.
Right.
Exactly. You're not doing shit.
I mean, that's a small population, but there is a program, back to work program, where you can work while you're on food stamps 6 to 8 months or et cetera, and they encourage and push you to do better. I don't think there's nobody really trying to say.
Right.
But you do have that population that's sitting there and ain't doing nothing.
Right,
but
because
there are people,
right, because,
there are people
oh,
right here that,
oh, oh,
that
I mean,
you know,
come
there
on.
Are mothers
you
out
know,
there that
not.
Need assistance. There are mothers that need those food stamps. They need that WIC program so they can do better. There's a mother I know.
You know what the
to get on the assistance. You know, so she.
You know what the ridiculous.
Right.
You know what the ridiculousness of food stamps is in the black community.
Okay, wait a minute.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
the black community. Okay?
What's so ridiculous about food stamps?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What's so ridiculous about food stamp usage in the black community, which food stamps is nothing more than cash, is that black merchants don't take advantage of that to the greatest
good point.
Extent.
Okay. Good point. Great point.
Blacks don't take advantage
okay.
of the fact that that cash flow, which would help businesses to maintain month after month until they can expand, they're not taking advantage of it. Everybody else is.
You know what? That's a very good point. I have a brother, and he always and there's restaurants and small little delis around here that don't do too well, and I don't see how they stay in business, and I watch them fail. And my brother thinks, oh, it would work, it would work. I said, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. I don't see it would work. I said, you know what would work around here? If you opened up if you had a location and you sold WIC products, because there's plenty of people around that have that have WIC or that use EBT. That would be you could make money at that. That could be a successful business. So I understand what the man's saying.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a great point, Pionk, and that's an even better point, Beasley. I was talking to a guy at work the other day, and he was telling me that Korean people in the neighborhood he grew up in, they'll ring everything up together at their little. You can buy gas and get some meat here and cigarettes and other things and all ring it up on your EBT card store. And they ring it all up together. And it all comes out on that card. And they benefit from that. So
That's highly illegal.
I knew 111 was coming in.
Can I explain about the glitch in the hacking of the computers of the food stamp
right.
business?
Please
what happened?
Do.
There was
please
a hacking into. It was
please
a
give us a
into,
reason to argue.
No, it's not going to be a reason
yeah.
to argue.
Okay.
It's be a reason for you to go look and check it out.
Thanks. Good facts. Bring
facts. A computer hacker went into the system and told the people to go and shop. They put money on their cards. They did it at one Walmart, and then they went to another Walmart to do it, and the people that really had the real card with their money on it couldn't use it because of the first incident
right.
that happened where they hacked into the system.
And when
and
that
so the
happens,
people didn't,
mate,
the people didn't get,
oh, right.
the people didn't get rioted and they didn't have nothing, they all remained calm, and those that couldn't use them just left all the buggies and stuff in the store and went on out the door because they couldn't use their car. And that's why they shut the system down, and they said they would have it open back up by 12
right.
o'clock.
Exactly. They had to reboot the system to clean it up. Hold on. But
yeah,
you know, she can document. She can document
ago,
that, though.
That's true. But this has been going
but
on for about 3 weeks in Chicago. I don't believe that. I really don't.
What we're about to see happen is the 1%.
She can document
this government
that.
Don't open back up. That's who's going to be upset, not the people that have stamps to help them along with their income. It's going to be the 1% that if they close the government down, all these funds and all this money that they got invested
right,
around this country,
right.
we're looking at the new world
okay.
order. It's going to be a brand new day. All I'm going to say.
Messing with the computer.
Because you got 800 working class folk is out of jobs. 800,000 working class folk is out.
And you know, in the history of ATMs, we don't heard of hundreds of stories about glitches.
Yeah,
people
okay.
have millions of dollars, $1 million put in their account.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Glad
right.
your cards
that
don't work. People overseas credit
have.
Cards don't work.
Right. Question I would
hold
have
on.
Is
let's expand. Let's expand the discussion for a minute. Let's expand the discussion for 1 minute.
All right.
Let's expand the discussion and let's talk about real chaos now. Okay, we're talking about lower socioeconomic people and problems with their EBT card, okay? The test. What if they just shut down ATM cards, debit cards, where people can't buy shit?
And then there's going to be a lot of people going crazy.
Now, what is it going to do about you when you can't fill up your bins? The gasoline.
I mean, what's
it going to
do with your 401k? You can't
total
get it.
Chaos.
And I'm
going
to drive back home and just call into the radio
down
show.
Down
I'm not
going to
stress
chaos.
Out. I'm not going to stress out when all this shit happens.
Look down upon the poor. Exactly.
You know what's going to happen? It's going to be those that live from paycheck to paycheck. It's going to be the one that's in trouble.
My thing is, okay, Facebook's a computer.
Which is most of the population.
Yeah, that's most of the population.
Okay, let's say it was a computer glitch. isn't this a government-funded program here? Somebody
you have these all around the world.
I'm saying,
right.
So somebody tapped into a government system. That's why I'm not believing it. Because
they do it all the time and every day.
Wait a minute. Because this situation has been going on, and people's cars up here in Chicago is still not working, okay? See, this is why I know this is some bullshit. This has been going on for about 2 weeks now.
J.P. Morgan processes all those swipes. That's not the federal government, per se.
If it just recently happened, like, okay, last 12 hours, sorry, everyone, this is what happened. But
that's what the news was. That's what the news was.
A little 13-year-old kid tapped into the computer, put some money on one person's card, and the whole thing said, oh, somebody said, okay, let's shut it down. That's media hype right there.
Listen, the most sophisticated system, Google, gets attacked all the time. You mean Yahoo gets attacked?
The government.
Hold on, but I'm letting
government,
you know the
but he's right. Government
the
websites
are
right.
Just because
down.
It's done by the government, doesn't mean it's extra secure.
You can make, you can add conclusions there. All you want to do is say hold up and what if and whatnot. But you can make conclusions all you want. And try not to agree
no,
with me.
No, Mace giving you
but
the
this
pass.
Is a government.
He's not giving you opinions.
Program.
Can you finish?
Government.
You
okay,
say what you think.
Yeah, but Chris, the government's famous
tell
for
them.
Fucking up everything. Do you really right. think they got
so,
the best security experts in the world?
And Joe,
you know what? Nobody else can say anything, though, so I'll go ahead and say it.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
How is it?
I cannot talk at one time.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Man.
I'm trying to tell you, in the private industry's IT, in the private industry, besides
okay,
the
shut you down too.
Where that shotgun at?
Michael hasn't said
okay,
anything.
Go ahead.
I was going to get shot.
Go ahead. Is there? You just got hit with it.
All I was going to say is this.
There
you now,
told you.
If you look at it, who does the government go out and hire? The government will hire anybody that can hack into their system. If you can hack into their system, they'll give you a job.
Right.
They don't need you on out.
Private industry too. Private
exactly.
industry too. The hackers
exactly.
they
well,
have
private industry will.
The hackers they have problems with, they go out and try to give them a
private
job.
Private industry will. Government has already known that the first hacker, the first famous hacker, he didn't do anything back in the 90s. A bunch of them, before Anonymous came, they were hacking into private systems and government systems just to see if they could. They didn't steal
right.
anything.
They didn't steal a penny. That guy caught hell, too. That guy
right.
caught hell.
That's right.
Well, because he kept thumbing his nose at him.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably had some overtures and some offers, and he said, you know, F you, I'm not selling out. I'm going
right.
to play.
Right.
I'm going to play with you forever.
Right.
Other people are more practical. Like, dang, I'm sitting here in my mother's basement, and you're going to give me a job just to show you this? Oh, I'll be there tomorrow. Do I have to get a haircut? Okay, I'll get a haircut.
Okay.
Right.
Good point. You got there. They didn't call all the hackers that have been going to the government, and nobody
some
has not found the
all
person.
Right. Some of the hackers.
Come on.
Some
no,
of
no, no. The main problem
I'm
saying is that they made. They made
please
an example
pull your
of
thumb out my ass.
They made
stop
they
it,
made
right?
an example out of him, but I have to believe
okay. oh my
as
God.
As prolific as he was, that he did get a chance to go over onto the other side, and he probably just said no. You know, he was a principal. Mm. And I'm thinking some of these other hackers.
No, they won't.
You know, they get an overture and they're like, yeah, here's a chance to clean my
hell
life
yeah.
up. You're gonna
yeah.
you're gonna pay me for this stuff I do for fun. I'd
okay,
be there tomorrow.
Nobody got caught. With this hacking, so-called alleged hacking situation with the Link card. But throughout history, everybody's been getting caught when they hacked the government. But nothing's been said about this. But we know it was a person.
Not true,
she
Chris.
Just described.
Not true.
Wait a minute.
Not
just,
true.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. She just described this is what happened. This person hacked into the computer, trying to put some money on the card. I'm paraphrasing. And it shut down the whole government. Well, she knows it was a person.
It didn't shut down the whole government.
It shut down the system in a certain area.
Yeah.
A certain area.
It shut down the whole East Coast.
It started in one store.
Cleveland.
That's why they shut
it down. Cleveland, Louisiana, Chicago.
No, that's not. She's not saying these things are related. They're not related. They're not related.
Another thing, Chris, when you're talking about all the other hackers not being caught, Anonymous wasn't caught, WikiLeaks wasn't caught.
Now, Assange, he's paying the price for it, but they weren't caught. They're still out there.
Exactly. They always had them. But I just want to say something, this. The private industry. Besides the military, the private industry is outdoing the government contractors. It's having these things. And, it's all about intelligence and creativity. The government can't force nobody to work with them, so the private industry make more money anyway. So I'm just saying, everybody gets a shot.
A question on that, Michael, and I'm going to ask you about that now. Okay, let's say, for the sake of talking, you had a guy that he's comfortable living in his mom's basement, and he doesn't care about all that the government at all people. And so, hey, you know what? I'm going to give them $1,000 a piece on their car, regardless. Just like Beasley said, hey, it's possible that it could happen. And you got somebody that'll have those principles and those morals that'll do that. Now, what do you do with that guy?
You know what you do with that guy?
I'm going to be honest.
You put his ass in Leavenworth.
Sometimes they say, and I'll be honest, they will catch that guy because they'll eventually catch him. They'll eventually catch him. Most of them they do. And they'll have him working for the government, Lo. Because he's so nice. Because in order to be the hacker, you must think like one. So they're gonna, they're gonna ask him how to do this. So I'm just saying, they get a smart guy like that. So I'm just saying,
They're gonna do more than ask him, Michael. They're gonna hire him.
Right.
They're going to hire him and put him on their side so
that
he can do the same thing to him. That's what they're going to do.
Absolutely.
I said that, Mr.
No one said you didn't, Michael.
Okay, so, all right.
What do you want to argue about?
Yeah.
Right.
You just said it in 2,500 words, and he said it in 7.
All
due respect, my friend.
I'm a
don't
like
don't
me.
Start.
I'm
all right.
I never want to be like you, Beasley. I want to be like me.
It's all right.
It's
cool.
It's
I'm just making some jokes.
I know
we can do that
to
each other.
Cool.
We can do that
like
to each other. You can
like
make
say,
jokes
it,
on me, too. It's cool. I'm not tripping.
It all makes sense. All of it makes sense. But the thing is, when you get past, the facade of, the government's here for us and, this and that and that and this. Now, like I said last week, I don't care what people say. Oh, that money's for defense. If you have enough money 2 weeks ago to say, well, hey, we'll just go and bomb them. We got the money to do it with. What happens a week and a half later to where your whole system shuts down? You can always move money around because you do it all the time for various situations. How do you do that?
Mm.
You want to know how they do that? I'm glad you brought that up, Lo. Anybody see scandal? I know, Eric. You must have seen scandal
here we go.
This week.
TV.
Right?
Seen what?
Yeah.
Scandal.
Another TV show.
No, I haven't.
What's
popular.
Okay, yeah, my show.
Joe, you got cable. You got cable.
But anyway, go ahead, Joe.
In the show, the president, the vice president, who I thought should have won an Emmy for his acting, the chief of staff, he's telling the president that he cannot shut down B-16. It is the CIA. Why? Because it is beyond the Constitution. There is some sort of, just like when the bailouts came out a few years ago, and Paulson tried to impress upon the Congress that that was beyond judicial review. Well, something must have happened within the CIA that they had pressure over the over the Congress. They are beyond judicial review. This is how shit is happening, because the CIA probably is a shadow government that we talk about, and I've always been wondering with the shadow government, how the fuck do they operate? Now, because of scandal.
What can you do about it? Besides complaining all the time.
Well, they're a group of spies, though. Hold on. But they're no different than the KGB.
They're a group of spies. Hold up. Come on, man. Stop.
I mean, that's what they are, though. I mean,
the CIA is the shadow government.
They're supposed to be known.
And that's the reason why these things are happening. You wanted to find out why?
I'm not agreeing with it or disagreeing with it, Joe.
I'm talking about what Logan.
Can he please finish? I want to hear him finish. Can you finish? Can Joe finish?
the thing is that if you saw a scandal, and that little piece of maybe it's fiction, maybe it's not, but then again, we were talking about movies and how they're predictive and how they're trying to tell us something. Well, that piece of information in that particular episode got to me. Because then this explains why the CIA would be out of bounds, out of judicial review, and out of the realm of congressional oversight. And that's fucking dangerous. That explains the shadow government, and that explains the bullshit which is happening. Either the EBD cards or the tests or the glitches, because they can do anything they want.
Well, they're quiet, though, because don't the members of that CIA get selected by the president, who is a part of the government? They're quiet, just like the IRS and the Treasury Department.
No, they get selected and they get confirmed by the Congress.
Yeah, but they're spies.
They get confirmed by the Congress.
Exactly, and you don't supposed to know who a spy is. That's the whole definition of a spy. All countries have spies.
What happens if you do know the identity of a spy? What happens if you give the identity of a spy?
That means the spy is not a good spy. That means the spy is not a good spy.
Got to get rid of. Let's go back to Valerie Plame.
I'm not saying wrong or right. I'm just giving definitions.
I mean, Scooter Libby not in jail right now.
He should be.
He should be, but he's not.
He got convicted of a crime. He got convicted of a crime.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of a high crime. He's the chief of staff to the Vice President of the United States of America. They helped to reveal that. They helped to blow that woman's cover because.
Right.
They didn't like the political stuff they were talking.
That's right, plain.
They didn't like the political stuff her husband was talking.
That's
right. Okay, so they touched at him. They played the game the way the game is really played.
And,
they hit
right.
you anywhere they can hurt.
You know,
right, and they just happened to get caught.
My thing was that always, you know, and you know, I don't care how anybody feel about it. They can say what they want to me about me, but if I'm her husband. And, you know, I understand everything that's going on. And you mean to tell me this bastard that worked with her, that get mad at her, going to turn her in like that, and could have all of my children and my family killed because of her position she got? I'm trying to understand why her husband, as soon as he saw Scooter Libby, I want to find out why he didn't catch a charge. Ain't no such thing as standing up there telling,
well, you know, we got to do this, and we got...
No, as soon as you see this guy could have got your whole family killed because of the position that your wife holds.
Can I ask y'all something? I wanted to ask y'all something. We can go back and see
what would you have did, Big Chris? If I'd have turned your old lady in and said your old lady snitching, and then everybody come and burn you out, what would you did to me next time you saw me?
Yeah, I would expose you.
You'd probably throw some hands too, huh?
I would have prayed.
But I wanted to ask y'all something that's really close on this subject, what's going on, because they've been really quiet
about
it.
That's whistleblowing.
So, you know, that country, I'm not really sure. I'm kind of like, again, paraphrasing, trying to, I don't have too much information, but did y'all, you remember you heard about a month ago when Barack Obama came out about that country
exactly,
that armed all those people? Well, what's going on?
What kind of armed all?
Syria.
Syria. Okay, now what's been going on? Because he said he's
nothing. It's out the news.
It's out the news.
It's been real quiet.
It's just like Libya.
They still look. They still bombing the people embassies.
Right.
There's still kidnapping going on over
right.
there.
They right.
still
out
war.
The news.
You know, I'm gonna tell you what's going on.
Right.
I have seen CNN's playing all morning in the background, and nothing came up about Syria.
And it's not going to either.
Yeah, that's just
like
right.
Libya. They talk
right.
about
they,
Libya.
They lead people around. And
just
even people
from Red Cross work.
Well, are they worrying about the government shutdown now? They worrying about
that's
home?
That's all they're
talking
about. That's
home?
The only thing that's the only thing that's on CNN.
Right, but that
right,
bomb,
right,
like
right.
Y'all
always say we need to worry about home, so we worrying about home right now.
Look.
Are those people that we see on
well,
CNN
it's
going to
shut down soon
or later
anyway.
We're worrying about home right now. News change all the time.
But look, like we always say, and I don't know why we keep forgetting this. They put out their what they want us to know. Hello,
right.
I can hear you.
Right.
They put out what they want us to know. You know, and when there's something they want to push back, they create something else.
Mm.
Now, once they get tired of doing this and they did what they really need to do, they'll let everything die down, and then everything is gone to normal. When somebody come up they want to push to the side, they'll create another major issue to stay in the news and keep everybody focused on. We've said this
who
before.
Is
this is
but
nothing new. They've been doing it for years.
It seems like they do it more now than they've done before.
Since you just
The agenda is getting closer now.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is a brand new day.
The end game is getting closer.
It
here's
seems
the
like
thing
it's
which,
much
here's
more
the thing which they're covering
control.
Up with this, with the news about the debt and the shutdown. How many people have realized that they've taken atomic bombs away from one particular base and they put it to North and they transported
them
to North Carolina?
I've heard that. They moved them from
Carolina.
Texas to South Carolina.
South Carolina.
If my thing is like this, I will never be an entrepreneur and start a business. This is gloom day. I'm just saying. I'm around other people, and a lot of people that's trying to start businesses, they don't talk like this.
It ain't doomsday. It's on the best time you want to see.
I mean,
you guys,
you're
right, Mike.
Because it's opportunity. Right now, you can start a business. The government is fucking up so bad with these computers. You can, if the government contracts, now you can start your own business and you can make it better because we need, man, so we need more business in this country for it to be balanced. So like Bianca just said, a downslope, new innovation, new business, because guess what? They just said they will put more money back in the back into the business. When they print more money, that means more money. They got to stimulate the economy. So it's money out there. I'm just saying, man.
Question?
I mean, well, you can ask me anything.
Okay.
I'm not asking you anything.
Somebody. I think, hold on for a minute. Wait. Hold on. Maze, you wanted to ask a question?
When you played a song, A New World Order. I can't remember who made the song. Because they want to go back to television and all this stuff. Play
Me
that
either.
Song so they can hear it. Maybe they get something out of it.
New World
Sing
Order.
Sing it, Maze. You good.
Yeah. It's a new world order. It's a brand new day.
Yeah,
Maze.
Sing it, Maze.
Come
on,
Maze.
Sing it.
Sing
it. Get the point, though. We don't have to be talking.
It'll help Joe
Thank
over
you.
There. Thank
you. Okay, I'll look it up, Maze. I'll look it up. I'll look it up for you.
All I'm saying.
All right,
y'all.
All right.
Look,
okay, so we didn't talk about it.
I just had one more point.
Yes, probably, yeah.
One more point.
Go ahead.
Yeah. My one more point is this.
What is it?
Okay, yeah. Okay, now, I heard the guy said, oh, yeah, you can start businesses, you can do this right now because the government's shut down, whatever. Okay, now, let's just say that the man that runs your whole community, I love analogies, the man that runs your whole community, he just happens to go to the doctor today. That doesn't mean that he is out of operation. That just means that he's out of pocket today. So, yeah, you can start whatever you want to right now. We're going to start this up, and everybody's going to be able to come in on this because, hey, you know, the government is shut down right now. That doesn't always work because the government always can print more money and going to shut you out. And if you make too much noise and you're showing too much promise, they're going to shut you out.
Listen, your type of talk right now, we don't need that in our community. Because you're saying, listen, let me make
we?
My money.
Where do you live?
I'm talking about the black community. What you're saying,
right.
Listen to what he said, but he went to all negative. I don't have to have no time to talk, brother. What you're saying, I can solve my but the government's going to come on. I don't need that. We don't need it in our community because you keep on coming about the same old shit and we're not getting nowhere. We have to start our shit and then we can complain. Get our money first and then argue over fucking government taxes.
Okay, brother. Was that an epiphany or something? Because a year and a half, no, 6 months ago, you would have said don't define you as being black. So what are you saying, man? Now you're saying the black community.
Everything is about now. People are saying, oh, it may be about
now. And
that
is true. That is a fact.
But in the future, they may mess you up. You don't go on about that. You worry about now and what you can do now. If you got to start your business now and worry about the bullshit fucking later, you got to get in the fucking game. What you talking about is stunt and growth, brother. I'm not worrying about them.
Okay. All right, brother, I was just saying, you know, I remember listening to your facts.
Right.
You said, hey, don't define you as being black. Now you want to come in and uplift the black community. We got plenty of those in the street.
He got reminded. Somebody here, he had a black wake-up moment.
He got stopped by police.
That should have happened to you. I'm light-skinned, Lo. I be forgetting. I'm light-skinned, and I can talk real good. I forget I'm a nigga sometimes, too.
Epiphany.
You got a wake-up moment.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Beasley. That's a warning.
Yeah, I kind of.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, that's the first time I've done that, as much as I've talked. My bad. I forgot all about that rule. You can go ahead and mute me for that one. Go ahead and shoot me. I can deserve it.
I
knew that rule.
I
take the bullet
look,
for that one. That's your serious rule, and you're a cool dude, Mr. Talk. You run this show as fair as anybody. I didn't even realize I broke the rule.
Okay.
Chris hasn't been shot yet.
Yeah, see? All right. Well, here it comes. Okay.
Oh, man.
Another thing I didn't like was the personal attack, because I said that I went to a particular car dealership, and then the guy comes up, well, yeah, you can go and look at the Mercedes dealership. What do that have anything to do with what's going on right now? Nothing.
Dude, no,
the guy
got
said,
the money, if
that's
what
you
want, go get it.
Okay, stop.
That's
right
what
there.
He said.
Stop right
damn,
there.
Mr. Talk
stop,
shot
right
me in the ass
there.
And it hurt.
I'm glad you brought that up. Stop. I called the medic for you. That's move better than I do
it's
for
cool.
most.
Ooh, it's just burning right now. Ouch.
Oh, okay. I'm glad
saved.
We got on Mercedes, because I'm finna play a clip, all right? And then when we come back, we're going to talk about this clip, because I really want to know what y'all got to think about this thing. And, we moving on from the thing, because I see everybody wants to talk about the good men, but I want about something else here real hot, and here's the clip. Y'all listen now.
Bible. It's all about a new reality series called Preachers of LA on the Oxygen Network.
Lord Jesus, speak to my heart.
You know every idiot who
changed
had
my life
and
delivered
them
out of all of your people.
The show takes a very candid and up-close look at the lives of six prominent pastors as they step away from the pulpit for a moment. It has many people watching and talking, and in fact, the series premiere pulled in more than 1 million viewers. That's the strongest Wednesday premiere ever for Oxygen. But the show, of course, has some controversy. It's reignited the debate over preachers and their wealth.
There is no secret what God can do. You see my bling. You see my Bentley, you see my glory, but you don't know my story.
Well, the man you just heard from joins me now. Good morning to Bishop Ron Gibson. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Victor. Thank you very much.
So, of course, there are some people who see that and hear that. They have a problem with church leaders having a lot of wealth. Even the Pope is talking about this and demonstrating it by taking a less grandiose lifestyle. He's now in the Prius, calling the people of the Catholic Church to be a poor church for the poor. As the minister of the gospel, how do you balance having wealth and helping the poor?
Well, I balance it. I look at it from a biblical perspective. The covenant that God had with Abraham, he was blessing Abraham to be a blessing and not to hoard the blessing upon himself. He blessed him to be a blessing to the less fortunate. And so I look at it from the same perspective that God blessed Abraham. We are to go into all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to every creature. And I can't do that. I can't go to the airport and say, hey, I'm a preacher. I'm a pastor. Give me a ticket. I got to go to Africa and build some wells, or to the Dominican Republic and build some churches. No, it costs money to get on the airport. So preachers, we're to be balanced and not extravagant, but yet we must have the means and money is a medium of exchange whereby we can make that happen.
Balance and not extravagance, but you just talked about your Bentley. A Benz would do it, right?
A Benz, yes, and I do have a Benz.
So and
Benz
a Bentley, would do it if okay.
Yes, I have a Benz and a Bentley. Yes, I like both of those cars. I was blessed. I've been pastoring 26 years, you know, and I founded our church, and we have a school. We have two schools. We have preschool. We have an elementary school. We have a boys' home. We're in partnership with a developer, building 1,200 homes, two parks. There's a plethora of things. It's a large vision that God has given us, so that's going to take money to finance the kingdom of God.
That's true, but you just said that you live by the philosophy of God's covenant with Abraham and not to hoard. Is this not hoarding your Bentley and your Benz and that beautiful home we saw and all we'll see this season on the show?
Well, I don't know what your definition of hoarding is. If I had several Bentleys, it probably would be, but I can only drive one Bentley at a time, and my Bentley is a 2007 with 85,000 miles, so you guys are seeing me right now, but I've accumulated my, if you want to call it, wealth over the years.
You're not complaining about having a 2007 Bentley with 85,000 miles and saying that I'm just a little demure pastor.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not complaining at all, but to answer your question, Vic, you said, is it hoarding?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's hoarding. I'm just saying I bought that Bentley back in 2007.
Now, I mean, that was a clip I had to play, and I find it so, oh, man, it's almost funny to a point, man. I mean, he's been preaching for 26 years, so he deserves to drive a Bentley and Benz. Heck, I know people have been preaching for 30, 40 years, and they drive a Toyota Prius. What the heck? And at no time did he say anything helping anybody else besides his Bentley, his Benz, and being able to go to Africa through an airport. So I'm opening up the mic and saying, y'all got to talk to me about this one, because I think this is just a lot of slick talk going on, and it's not really making me sit well.
Can I?
You know,
slicksters like that need to be all gathered up and flown over and parachuted into the heart of Afghanistan.
They will be.
Those prosperity preachers, some of them go to
go
work
ahead,
every day.
May's
some of them
to
go to work and they have a church. If they're going to work every day on a job,
I know
and
they do
stuff like that, and that's okay.
Well,
but if
they that,
just
May.
If the church is their only
and
means,
still not
and that's all they do.
Benz and Bentley and
that's what I'm saying. The one that they should have on the show, not those that's prosperity kind of people like Joel Osteen and all of them. No, they shouldn't have those kind of people because they don't do nothing. The church is their life and nothing else.
Now,
that
I,
guy
I
was just talking,
mind.
That guy's a
now,
pimp with the Bible is what he is.
Sure is.
That's
I,
all
I
he
like,
is.
He's I would
a
like
pimp with the
money.
Bible.
Okay, I would like to say something about this. If he had 19
Go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
That's beautiful. That's great. I have nothing against that.
Uh-huh.
With him and his lavish $7 million home. I think it's great. Now the man is being labeled as a pimp. You know, a black man who was very successful in his words, of speaking well. Nobody
is who? Who is?
Nobody
he said his words.
Off the building fund. That's what he's speaking well off of, the building fund. From
can
the
I
church.
Finish? Can I finish? Cause
right.
Finish, man.
Why is that?
I'm
why is that
you
such
done.
A problem? Okay, well, tear me up and down if you want or whatever. But see, nobody talks about Father Flavor.
Father
Flay.
We ain't talking about that.
The,
we ain't talking about that.
Or the
talking about one thing
at
a time.
That
ain't
what he played.
He
played this Negro.
Let me say it. I got to say and just be quiet. Practice that. Be quiet. Humble yourself and be quiet.
When
now,
I'm talking, goddamn.
Nobody talks about the guy, who the Latino guy who put his hands on people and all of a sudden they're cured.
Benny Hinn's crooked ass. I'll talk about him in a minute.
He makes over $6 million a year. But the other thing he did mention, nobody didn't hear, like my pastor does here in Chicago. He has schools. He had the schools. He had programs for the youth. People quick to go to the Bentley. They didn't hear about the scholarships that he has and money that goes in his that he takes out of his pocket to help the homeless. You're gonna go quick to him being a pimp. That's the shit I don't like.
That's right. They
pooped
in the
pimps
in
the
pool.
But
hold on.
We want to
that's
point out.
That's the truth, Mr. Talk.
We want to draw up a picture first of him being a pimp, but never hear
about the school that he got or the restaurant or the people that he's employed and this and that, this and that. And he helped out that woman that was in a crisis with her home.
Okay.
Like
all right. Hold on.
You know what? Not all,
right.
all pimps,
on,
not all pimps are necessarily bad. What a pimp does. What a pimp does.
They're labeled as a pimp. Okay, go ahead.
But what a good pimp does.
Hold on for a minute,
Beasley.
Hold on. Now,
what,
Chris,
what a good pimp does. I'm sorry. Do I have the floor or not?
Al Capone helped the poor too.
No, you
right.
Not.
Go ahead, Mr. Talk.
Al Capone did help the poor.
Go ahead, Mr. Talk.
Oh, darn it! Here we go again with that gun. Watch
yeah,
out.
So Barack Obama. He helped the poor too.
Go ahead, Mr.
Talk. Understand, Chris? I'm right.
I'm here.
All right, Chris. Okay, look, I understand what you're saying, man, and I'm not saying that all ministers are bad. I'm not saying that. But in this instance, here's the thing. You know, not one time did this man say he was helping anybody. Everything say, I have this, I have that, I've got this. But, you know, and he's and basically what he's doing, and he got caught up in it, and he had to clean it up a little bit. He's complaining because his Bentley is a 2007 with 85,000 miles on it.
No, you can't get it wrong. I have a brand new one.
You know, I have a problem with that.
Don't cut in. Don't cut in.
Okay.
You know, I have a problem with that. Well, I really do because he's sitting up there and instead of saying, you know, what he's doing for the community besides building stuff, you know,
right.
I mean, hell, I can go out there and build a box and put it in a community. And what that going to do?
Well,
but
this,
he's,
well, see,
he's
this,
talking about more
well,
about what
see,
he had, and he's defending what he's at.
But he's
that's
not
what I'm talking about, and that's
well,
why I played
I
this.
I heard
well,
him
see,
talking
this
about
a young
opening up.
Hold on, everybody's talking
at
once.
Can I
right.
say something?
Yeah, you're talking about drilling wells in there.
No,
we don't need none of this.
Matter
of fact, everybody, hold on 1 second. If you don't believe in the Bible or church, your opinion does not matter on this.
No, that's a lie.
Where you at?
No, that's a lie. How can you say, see, now you're trying to say this again. This is why the youngsters in the saggy pants, they want to listen to the hip-hop. That's why they don't go to church. Because preachers like them, they can see the contradiction.
Some of them do.
They notice the
Some of them
game.
Do go to church.
Exactly.
What are you
exactly.
saying,
Most
man?
Of them don't, though.
They do go.
Look out, he's going to shoot.
Can I speak?
Okay.
Mr. Talk, can I say something?
Well, I already got shot once today.
They
nothing
keep
nice.
Saying that that's his money is not his money. It's the congregation's
no,
money.
No, it's not his money.
They're paying
right.
their tithes, and he's using it. And so how can
right.
it be
his money?
His church. Everything, those scholarships came from the people that's in the church. If everybody in the church
right.
don't have
well,
a Bentley,
the church
he
is giving him a
salary.
Actually,
he got his own personal job.
The
actually,
them
Bentleys he got.
For his bills.
And if he's looking for God to give him everything he needs, he don't need the people money anyway.
Actually, that house and those Bentleys that he had belong to the U.S. Treasury, but go ahead.
All right, but that's a good point.
Them as
that's
a corporation.
Oh, Lord.
So.
Okay.
And you know what? Hey, Big Chris,
isn't he just doing what Jesus said? Jesus
no.
said the coin is in the fish's mouth, right?
Well, you know what?
Why does he need a Bentley and a Benz
when Jesus walked everywhere?
Because he rode a donkey.
Okay.
Why? Because that's his choice. Okay.
Chris, hold up,
look at the ghetto hoods.
I don't
want
to serve a God that wants to see me poor and
a block full of houses.
I don't begrudge him
for a living, but you better believe at the end of the day, they take more than what they give, the majority.
Okay, sir, over three-fourths of the Bible talks about getting money, whenever y'all done, okay? Just stop it.
Really?
I don't have a problem with getting money.
That's how you knew Jesus was black.
No. Everybody, hold on.
Everybody, stop.
Oh, no.
Everybody, stop.
That's crazy.
What scripture?
I got this.
Jesus, you knew Jesus was black because he liked gospel music.
Shoot him.
You went around calling people brother. You didn't get a free trial. Fair trial.
90% again.
Okay. Anyway,
90% of the Bible talks about getting money. righteous.
Getting money.
Well, this thing just doesn't want slow. No, no. We're in. Wait a minute. Stop.
Money is always corruption.
Chris.
Ouch. Ouch.
Michael.
Ouch. I hope it.
Following money is always corruption.
All right.
Shoot
anyway,
him. Shoot him.
Chris.
Yes, sir.
Chris.
Yes,
where
sir.
In the Bible can you tell me? Can you show me where it said anything about money?
I hope you say
getting
the right
money.
Thing so he don't shoot you.
Getting money. Three quarters said getting money.
Get
what
money.
Is that?
Majority of the Bible.
No, no, no. Now you said majority. You said three quarters while ago. So what scripture is that?
Almost. Okay. Okay. Almost. All of. Okay.
What? No, no, no. What? Put your finger on it. What scripture is that?
And come back and tell us.
Cannot tell me that.
Exactly.
You cannot tell me that somebody is living.
No, 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 no.
I don't serve a poor God. And God doesn't want me to be poor.
Where you get that from? Who told you that? God wants you to be, the Most High wants you to be meek.
Most High
listen,
wants
you
to be meek.
He
don't want you
to be no, 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 no,
okay.
No.
Being meek is fine. Okay, that's cool.
So what
that's
you,
great.
So now
but
you bring me your philosophy. What you mean? You bring a philosophy. You bring a philosophy. Meek is fine. That's philosophy.
Eddie Long told him that.
Okay.
Right. Exactly. So where are you coming from with this, man? You talking
okay, sir,
and people are listening.
Sir. Sir,
what are you talking about?
Sir,
talk truth,
ask,
not speculation.
You keep asking, but you keep repeating and asking.
I'm listening right now. Answer, please. What scripture
nothing
is that?
Nothing wrong with...
Not no Old Testament. He got to become from the New Testament, not no Old.
I'm not Michael. I ain't asking you nothing. Chris,
no,
what
I'm
scripture
talking
is that?
About,
Chris, what scripture is that?
He can't be talking about no Old Testament. That's all I'm saying, though.
You okay. Find any scripture.
everybody want to interject. I only ask one question. What scripture is that? It always says being rich in the spirit, rich in knowledge. He ain't never said you got to have a whole bunch of money. So what you talking about, man?
Okay. Today, 2013 going into 2014, the real world, having a rich
the word
spirit
changes
don't get
not.
You nowhere.
The word
okay.
changes not. Man changes.
You can have
time
and live
change.
The world all you want, but your rich spirit ain't going to pay the light bill.
Okay.
All right? Let's wake up. Open your eyes a little bit. Let's not get too mysterious.
Look, I'm not
word.
Saying,
a,
listen, I'm just saying, I know that, I know for all my almost 40 years on this earth, I know
who
the
cares?
Bible. See, look, I know the Bible never
yeah.
endorsed nobody making money to selling
right.
the word
good
of
point.
God. That's all I'm saying.
Right. That's
the
a
Bible
good point.
Talks about, the Bible mentions the term light bill.
I thought it meant the tithes and offerings. And back in the Old Testament, they didn't give out money. And I don't know what this thing came
you gotta
about.
You
got to
pay your electric bill and trash bill.
Well, they have the
I got all
them
bills, but I didn't know that they had them 2,000 years ago. They didn't
no,
even
they didn't.
Have power and electricity to have a light bill.
Somebody
running
some
kind of around.
This is what happens when you
no, I see
listen,
who I'm dealing
please.
With. Stuck.
No,
in
no,
the back.
No, Chris. It's not
who
you're dealing with.
With.
No, that's
I see
not
what
true.
I'm dealing with. I
that's
see what I'm dealing
true.
With.
No, you need
that's
to go out and get your tone on and ask your preacher.
Please, hold on 1 second. Please.
That old
everybody, hold on 1 second.
But it was 4,000 years ago, and can bring yourself up to date. You know,
I can bring it up to date. I'm just asking a question. I thought you were reading scripture word for word and it mentioned a light bill. That just didn't sit right.
No,
right,
you were being
you know,
sarcastic and being an asshole. That's what you were doing.
I'm not
you're
being
like,
sarcastic.
You're
being
an asshole.
I just don't to give that up.
Well, I can't
okay.
help that.
Chris,
I can't help that.
You made yourself out of asshole, man, because you ain't know what you were talking
about.
You made yourself out of asshole, Chris.
It's okay.
I'm an asshole.
There are a lot of assholes like you.
Okay.
It's all right. I'm an asshole. I don't have
that's
a problem
hard.
With that.
It's not necessary.
And I don't either. See?
It's so, all names like
and I wasn't
oh,
being
oh.
rude because
you're
it's the truth.
About
you're
this.
An asshole. You like to, you know,
okay.
whatever you can.
This.
You know,
right,
try
could,
to crack
could
a joke
I,
every
could
now
I ask one
then.
Question?
You know?
Could I ask one question?
There's a lot of people that exist that do a living.
Okay, Chris. I understand. My question is.
All right. All right. No, ain't no questions being asked right now. Y'all take a deep breath right now, okay? I take a big, deep breath because this thing has gotten deep all of a sudden. I just wanted to play the clip so we can see that, you know, everything is not as it seems. It's not. You know, you see, man, I'm telling you, you know, he was slick talking. I'm going to tell you what my opinion of it was. He was slick talking. He really was. You know, he was asked a direct question. He went all the way around, but he never answered the original question. That was my take on that. I'm sorry. wow. Oh, my goodness. That's all I'm saying about it. I didn't mean to get at it. Well, yeah, I did because it's my show. But anyway, so y'all calm down, take a breath, and we're going to open the line back up, and hopefully we can get some conversation that everybody can be, and without not just a bunch of garble, all right? And quit calling each other names.
I just want to give another local story real quick, Mr. Talk. We have Jamar Bryant in Baltimore, Maryland. He drives a Bentley, okay? This man had got a 18-year-old girl pregnant in
wow.
his church. 18-year-old
wow.
girl, I mean, you look at, he writes books. See, this is what these ministers do. They read this quote-unquote word of God. Then they write these books to elaborate on them, all these book deals and booksellers. Now he got Al Sharpton coming out. Now Al Sharpton wrote a book about don't throw away this. Now they're coming out with these books. That's how they're making
don't
their money.
Away
and
what?
It's all a con. Don't throw away a rock. Don't throw away a rock or something. Or don't throw something away. This new book he's coming. And I'm just saying all of and now I'm looking at all. And look, these are, you know what's supporting them? It's women. These horny women with no men, they like these attractive ministers. They like these attractive ministers, and they blow these high. Some of these women
man.
Will go
some
against their husband for these ministers. That's what it's
that's
all
true.
Is. It's
that's
the women,
true.
Their minds are matched. Listen, that's why they took, man, I'm telling you, they have,
okay.
man, they slick, bro. That's all I
can
want to
you,
say.
Can I ask you a question? I just want to ask you a question.
Okay, hold on, everybody.
Do
okay.
you?
All right, wait a minute, Chris. Let me bring Ebony in. Maybe she put some calmness back into y'all.
Yeah, maybe. Thank God.
All right. Yeah, all right. We got 8 minutes left in the show, y'all. We got 8 minutes
guys.
Left in the show, so if y'all
hey.
Could you continue to hear live, 347-838-622. Hello, Ebony.
Hi, guys. How you doing? How are you, Mr. Talk?
Hello, Ebony.
Hi. How are you, Maze?
Okay.
Good. I see you're hanging out with the boys.
Yeah, I'm not going to like little kids.
You're hanging out with men. Watch your mouth. Men.
Okay. My point of view is, I suppose my dad's a man of God, so I understand the whole church thing. But I think...
maybe.
Well, he hasn't got a Benz or a Bentley. In fact, I think in 50 years of preaching and stuff, I remember getting very much from the church. But you know what? Hey, the whole thing about the church is that the church is the people. So it is the people that are being used to make people benefit. And I don't know if they're making them very rich, but yes, they're getting a hell of a lot of money out of the people. So I guess you've got to go back to the people and say, well, what's wrong with people? Why they feel like, you know, they need to support particular individuals to be, you know, to be great than they are. I remember being invited to a church in Brixton in London some years ago, and it's called RIAC. Ministries, one of these evangelical churches, and I was shocked that when they called for the offering, they locked the doors. They locked people in the building to take the offering.
Oh,
and
my.
Because there was so much £20 notes, big checks being pulled out, people putting their credit cards in the offering basket. I was in shock. I've never seen anything like that in my whole life. And these are people who probably couldn't even pay their light bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
see,
probably don't know
maybe
where
I'm in the wrong business.
I don't go to church like that.
From.
It is the God
let
business. Let her finish, please.
Yeah, but they were endorsing individuals.
Shut up,
it had nothing to do with God. They were endorsing people who were charismatic and, you know, what I call them, you know, are people who can influence people by their words. And... You know, it's the hypnosis of words are the problem. That a lot of people, you know, when they hear God, they lose their senses. And, you know, someone proclaims to be a Bible preacher, a teacher, you know, people start to believe that those people are mini gods. And that's where it comes from.
Yep.
And they will give them their wages,
but you never get
everything they earn. And I've seen people do it even on a small scale.
Your ego.
But well, no, I'm just saying, like I was saying the other day, there's no way that you can point out a false prophet because many people have different interpretations of how to be a Christian. I mean, I'm looking on Facebook, and a woman is showing
you're looking on
her legs.
Hello, he has as much right to talk as everybody else.
Hold on, why is he cutting me? Listen, someone's open, got their legs open, and she said, I just came from early morning church service. I mean, it's my goodness.
Right.
And I said, there's no clear picture of what a Christian or what a real minister is supposed to be. I say, this is the problem. But I said, people can live the way they want. I have no hate for them. I'm saying, I'm just looking. I have all the love for them in the world. I love them. I have all the love for them.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. And I'm going to say this.
I have all
the
love
other day, last Friday. Wait, before y'all get started.
Let me bring Antoinette in. Because, y'all, you know, y'all get carried away. Nobody wants
to
even talk. Antoinette, you there?
Hello.
Antoinette?
Hi, Antoinette.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello,
Antoinette.
Hi, Mace. How
are you? And hello,
everyone.
Yeah, Antoinette.
Yeah, Antoinette. Yeah.
Come on, Antoinette.
Bring
some sense.
That's a nice way to speak to somebody.
Yeah. Hey, do you
want to talk, Antoinette?
No?
Now, in the Bible, in Malachi, it does say, bring your tithes into the storehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it also says, we'll amend God. Oh, I'm sorry, I keep hitting the phone. Will a man rob God? And they ask, how? And how can you rob God? And he said, by withholding your tithes. Now, for a lot of regular preachers, not big mega church preachers, these preachers still work, their spouses work. So if they have nice cars or whatever, that's because they are buying it themselves.
Right.
So when my uncle, when he became a bishop, then they provided him a house, but he already had a house. When he retired, then he left the house and the other house went to the next bishop. But he had Mercedes, but he worked at DuPont. And my aunt was a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the money, and then, you know, they already had the money to buy whatever it was they wanted.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. I'm glad Malachi was brought out, because this is where people get confused.
A lot of noise out there.
A lot of static somewhere.
Right. I don't know where it's coming from, but when the question is asked, will a man rob God, it's not, will you look inside of your purse and say, well, I ain't going to get it. It's not asking that at all. You got to go back and read the whole text, not just that scripture. The thing is, what were the priests doing when the question was asked? That question was asked to the priest. Because
yes,
the priest
and they
was going out
the thing that was being brought as an offering.
The priest was going out and taking the money and everything that came with being in their role and doing what they wanted to do with the substance from that. And people will take that and say, well, okay, well, you know, well, the preacher needs this. When a man come up and say, well, I don't really see where it's wrong for the preacher to have a Bentley. Are you serious?
Let me see if I can explain to that. Can I say something else?
Whoa. Hold up, mate.
Give him
a car that listen, a car that costs that much, and you say that you're living a life that's meek, temperate, and accepting, and everything that comes with that, you don't have to showboat no Bentley. But you'll do that. Chris,
you know what?
A Bentley
is passe.
You can run that with somebody that's 18 or 22 years old. But when you talk to grown people, it ain't the same thing, man. If somebody come right now in front of everybody, and they got, oh man, he got a Bentley. Oh man, that's a Bentley. Whoa, that's showboat.
I think So you're going to tell the money.
I want to make a point about the Bentley, what you say. I can roll up in the Bentley, get out the car, close the door, go about my business. That's one thing. But if I'm getting out the Bentley, look what I got,
cut that radio off,
Mr. Check me out.
Cut the radio off.
Look at my Bentley. That's wrong. Okay, but if I'm not in my business just getting out of a Bentley, how
hope that Bentley ain't got no radio.
You should both be in the business of serving the people, not for profit. See, this is, look, it's like a politician. A politician should never, listen, like, look, like a school teacher. You go to school teacher because you want to serve the community. Of course you're going to make money, but you go in for service. You don't go and be a millionaire, a politician.
Right.
You go for service. Of course we're going to give them a living wage so they can, of course, but not, you know, I'm striving or feel that because you're in for service, not for profit. If you want to be for profit, you can open a business for profit. You say, this is what the fuck I'm selling. But don't try to say that you're not going to let you stand up over me every damn Sunday if you're trying to tell me some fucking bullcrap.
Hey, calm down, man. I agree with your point. Relax, man. I agree with your point. You open up a business.
And you're phoning everybody in the thing. Because, you know, and listen, when they preach, they preach. They look in them women's eyes, and they preach, and they talk to them women.
I was
they
not,
know
stop,
most of them don't
No,
okay,
Michael,
cut
it off. Cut
it
off, because the only thing you keep talking about is, Michael, listen, the only thing you keep saying, is what those women do. Right now, we got a man online. We got a man.
The women control the man's mind for giving
them. We have a man online.
Right.
Exactly.
They give them the money. They give them the money.
We got
money.
A man online right now that's acknowledging that, hey, I agree with everything the women agree with. So don't just say women.
Okay.
You got a man agreeing with
all the
go ahead, Ms. Hayes.
Okay. All of the masters. Look at the
percentage
that
Brick
has
out
of shape. I don't have no man lonely.
I
got it now. All right. Everybody can put on 3 minutes, dang it, because y'all just don't know how to cooperate with each other. Y'all know how to play right today. All right. So now we're going to go with Maze first. Go ahead, Maze.
Yes, I went to I was in a church once. And this guy,
you
he
up,
is,
Maze.
Like,
go
they
for
go,
it.
Can you hear me? I was in a church once, and this guy, he went, you're like, hey, they visit the church, visit churches. Yeah. But he didn't do it for money. He did it because he wanted people to learn. So he went to the church, and they took up the offering and gave it to him. You know what he did? He gave it to the elder of the church, and you know they didn't invite him back again, and they didn't like it. And that little old lady was the happiest woman you ever wanted to see because he didn't want to get paid for his services.
Really?
So if you had more people like that, it wouldn't be a, the church wouldn't be a business for people to get rich off of them. And then call it, I mean, to pay, people say they tithe, and they pay the 10%. You can go out and find somebody and give your 10%, and that's your earnings. If you want to follow those prosperity preachers, that's all they do is get rich in the church. And it's the people's money. But then the people in the church, they can't afford to even do anything they need to get. And then they got food banks in the church, which you have some churches think the food bank was brought up by different things, but it's programs that the food banks have, which other people thinking is that Jesus came down and gave it to them. But that's a program that they have for that, and some people didn't know it. That's all I got to say for right now.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, we're going to let Chris get his 3 minutes in. All right, Chris, you up. 3 minutes, sir.
All right. I got a lot of things to say. You're going to have some of these people that are just stuck in their ways or how it was 10,000 years ago, and that's the way it's supposed to be today in 2014. And then you got that one person that say the word will never change. Okay. To a certain degree, I'm with you on that. All right, you know, as far as preachers and pastors that want to teach the word, that's good. But people who are out here living a normal lifestyle and they look nice doing it, I don't see nothing wrong with that. They live in lavish. You jump out of Bentley, that's cool. I think it's how you're doing it. You're coming out of Bentley bragging about, look what I got, look what I got. that ain't necessary. That's where you're supposed to be meek and humble at, okay? True story. I was on the L train with my pastor, and he's well-known here in the community. He wasn't even asking for money. A man walked up to him and gave him $100 and said, bless you. Now, where is the pimping in that? Never even walked up to people and asked. This man walked up to us, gave us $100, and said, bless you. So, like I said, money will come to you. That's all that's in the Bible. Most of the scriptures are in the Bible. The money will come to you. The coin's in the fish's mouth. And there's some good people out here. My question is, those who are listening, okay, some of the people, some of the pastors that are doing wrong, we know that. There's a pastor who had gave three of his members HIV when he had AIDS, and I think Lo was talking about when it happened. My question is, okay, and then Bishop Eddie Long, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jesse, we can go on and on. My question is, can you forgive them? Can you forgive what they did? Or even if a pastor did something wrong to you, can you forgive them? Forgive and forget. That's what being meek is. When somebody has done wrong to you, can you forgive them? Think about it. And y'all have a good night.
All right. Good one, good one, good one, Chris. But you know what? As far as your pastor, you know, that's good. You know, somebody's walking up to him, giving him money. He's not asking for me. He's not up there being lavish. As you say, he's riding the train with you. You know, I mean, come on now. He's not doing a reality TV show. I mean, and this is house. Man, y'all should see these houses these folk are living in. Hey, I mean, whoo, my goodness. But, hey, to each his own. Let me bring, let's see, we're going to bring Michael in. Okay, Michael, you have your 3 minutes.
Real quick, there's two ways a church can be started. A man and his wife can start the church by itself, similarly to Zachariah Timms. You can Google up Zachariah Timms. He started his church. He moved out to Florida, and a white man came in this church and gave him $14,000, came to his church again, gave him $60,000, then came again, came $140,000 to say, God bless me, similar to what that man. So a church can be started like that, or a church can be started with people with board members, and they select the minister, and you have things. But, you know, they have different salaries and things of that nature. But we have to realize that a lot of where these churches are, look at the communities. They're supposed to serve the community. I was talking about the Nation of Islam and the church. They are in our community selling bean pies, and look at them. It clearly see that it hasn't worked. And I'm saying this, if you want a quote-unquote saggy pants boy that's not doing nothing, a snotty old boy, to go to church, I'm letting you know that they look at them and they see the hustle game at work, clearly speaking. And they can see the contradictions in all those people in the pulpit. And I'll say what's driving that money in that church is the women. Because look at the pools. It's mostly of, they're not, they're educated, single. And if some of them are married, some of their husband comes off and on. But it's the women that is driving the church. You can clearly see it. In most churches, it's not about color. We look at the Catholic Church. Let's not just talk about black ministers. Let's talk about all of them. I don't just want to look at him. All of them, the Benny Hinn Hens, the Pat Robertsons, all of them, the Jimmy Swaggets. This has been going on for years. Now, I've never heard nothing about being lucrative in it. It's a service. Just like a politician, you shouldn't be trying to take things over money. You're corrupt. You should be in there to serve the people. Now, where Chris is coming from, I think Chris is coming from this. This is just a theory, not a fact. He's saying, man, where you can get money, if you can hustle that game and get that money, get it. If they're going to give you money, get it. But he should take that $100 and put it back into the community. Now, did I say he couldn't take $10 or $20 out of it? But is he going to take that? But that person should say, here, this is not just for you. You're a minister to serve. You do what you have to do with it, and let that $100 serve the community. Now, that's all I wanted to say, guys. Y'all have a nice one.
All right. Mr. Beasley, your turn.
Wow, listen to him. He said,
Mr. Beasley, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, yeah, I got you.
Oh, you can hear me now? I don't think you can hear me.
I got you. Go for it.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Oh.
I can hear you. We can
no,
hear
I'm,
you.
I caught what the gentleman said, and he says that I'm on the L train in Chicago with my pastor, and somebody walks up and says, gives him $100, and he said, where's the pimping in that? That's how strong the pimping is. That's how strong the pimping is that he was recognized as a prosperity pimp preacher, and the guy just broke himself without even having to been asked. That's how strong it is. Is it a pimp game? Yeah, it's a pimp game, but it doesn't necessarily have to be exploitation. A good pimp will raise up and elevate his prostitutes. He will. But I believe that the majority of those guys, the majority of them, they may do some good works, but when a dollar comes in, they go 75 cents for me and 25 cents for you. And that this is a hustle. This is something that they use. They are in the God business. And they are obviously making a profit of it. You know, and he mentioned his Bentley. Bentley's an old thing. I live in Los Angeles. And Bentley is an old thing. These preachers now have Lear jets. That's what Noel Jones does. I don't know if he owns it.
Hmm.
And the thing is, I've watched the evolution of a Noel Jones, and he's on that TV show. He's a good dude. And I don't know what's happened to him.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Not that he's still not a good dude, but this didn't seem to be his message a long time ago. His church is on 99th and Hoover, or it used to be the city of Refuge, deep in the hood. Mike's right. Women are the big supporters, and who else makes their money off of women? That's all I got to say.
Mm. All right, sir. Thank you. All right, Mr. Lowe. You up.
Mm. I listened, and a lot of people had a lot of great points. And, the preacher came up, and he's preaching, and all of a sudden, you know, me and somebody was on the train, and somebody come up and give them $100. Why? And Beasley had a good point on that. If the pimping game is strong, then you'll break yourself. The pimp don't have to do anything. And, you know, the funny part about it is, regardless to how much anyone shows scripture here or anyone says anything against that, then if that's what that man wants to believe is true, then, hey, no one is here to dispute that because it will only be a waste of time. But the thing is this. When you keep going back to the coin in the fish's mouth, it's funny because, you know, you give a church money and the church decides to say, well, let's go and give the pastor a $200,000 or $300,000 car. That's where the members ought to step in and say, well, you know what? I don't think we need to do that. But because it looks good and because this church was able to do it and that one was swindled into doing it, then, hey, why not? Let's give them a car and a Learjet, like Beasley said, because it's a good point. Preachers are not, they foot not being put to the fire on scripture. It's being put to the fire on what they can bring. You know, and that's why T.D. Jakes now says that he's a motivational speaker and not a minister anymore. And, you know, my thing is this. If you talk scripture, talk scripture. I'm not concerned about, oh, you know, that was 200 years ago. That was 750 years ago. If the scripture never changed, then the doctrine never changed. But if man decided to evolve the scripture, then that's what you get. Well, we don't have to do that no more because of this. Well, that was back then. That's what you get when people start to change doctrines.
I need this to fit what I'm saying.
Hmm.
So I'm gonna fix it like this, and mm-hmm. we're gonna make sure that it works how I want it to work. Sound like a pimp to me. I'm done.
All right. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Antoinette, your mic is open. You got anything you want to add? You still?
Yes.
Okay.
What I want to say is God is a spirit. And the Word of God says that we worship in spirit and in truth. The church is just the people. So now if the people all get together and decide that they want to send their pastor, their minister on vacation, they take up a fund for that. And it's up to them. But, you know, as far as women being in the church and wanting to have sexual relations and stuff like that with their pastor, I don't know those pastors. So whoever does, then, you know, you need to check the pastor because he's not there to serve God. He's there to serve himself. And so when you can look at and identify who's giving you the word and you can search the word for yourself, then you know what you're dealing with. So then you can decide if you're serving God or if you're serving man. And know that the preacher is not God. He's a servant of God. And that's all I want to say.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much. All right, y'all. And you know what? I think the ending part of it was a very important part. He's just a man, right? He's just a man. Well, being just a man, he need to stop putting on the fronts. That's what he need to do. You know, and I think that's a lot of people really, really become confused or disenchanted because after a while, some of these guys actually do believe they're more than just mere man, you know, and I think they need to hype more than anybody else, and that's where a lot of them get in trouble. I do believe that myself, but yes, I just had to play that clip, y'all. I'm sorry, I didn't get so much started, but I had to because it just bothered me. But he said, "Well, really, it's really only a 2007 Bentley with a with 35,000 miles on it. I've been preaching." 26 years. Now, I mean, so now you're putting, I guess, monetary or not monetary, what am I talking about, material things as rewards for your supposedly being called to preach. I'm not with that, especially, you know, you got a Benz, you got a Bentley, you got your bling. And he said he loves his bling. Rob Gibson, if anybody want to go and check it out, you know, he got in the house. I mean, the house is just in the, as they say, the house is off the chain. It is. It's off the chain. It just makes you wonder. You know, it just makes you wonder. Really. Yeah, some call them pulpit pimps. That's what they call them. Some call them poverty pimps. And some of them, they deserve those names. They really do. You know, some of them are publicity pimps. You know, T.D. Jakes said the show, Preachers of L.A., is junk. So, I mean, what does that really say? Because some have preferred to him as a pulpit pimp. So, you know, it just makes you wonder. Once again, have we gotten to the point of Carol syndromes with the preachers too? Is that what we doing, y'all? We pulling them down because they have been successful and made it up the ladder, and now they're at a level that we wish we can be on. Where we can be up driving a 2007 Bentley, you know, the Benz and the house and the celebrity and all the glory that comes with everything that's supposed to make you famous and rich. Well, if that's what you want, go for it. It's out there for you. It really is. But remember this. For all the celebrity and all the tension that comes with it, man, there's some bad sides of it also. That's all I'm going to say about it. Well, y'all, we getting up out of here. Tomorrow's show is going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. There is a topic for tomorrow's show. And tomorrow's show is men and women and their love signs. Yeah, not what y'all think, though. It's not what y'all think. It's going to be a good one, though. It's relationship-based, you know. Hey, I want to thank everybody for being here today. Elvira, Lowe, Beasley, Michael, Mays, Anthony, Knowledge, Michelle, East Coast, Dabu, All Facts, Love and Light, all my guests. I think I said East Coast. Ebony came through. Hey, don't forget to check out other shows going on tonight. Antoinette on the Raw Red Show. And then you have, let's see. I don't know if Alfax has a show tonight, but if he does, check him out also. But I appreciate your support. I love you all, man. I'm telling you. Check me out tomorrow, same place, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, because we got it going on for you. Love signs. Yeah, this is going to be a relationship-based show tomorrow, y'all. So, going to do your homework. Yeah, we're going to get away from all this seriousness. Well, that's serious, too, but we're going to make it work tomorrow a little bit differently today. All right? So, y'all have a wonderful evening. And you know what else? Keep smiling. That's right. Keep smiling. Keep laughing. You know, and that's one of things, man. As long as you keep smiling and keep laughing, you'd be surprised how less stressful you are. You know, some people may say, well, you being you're not really being emotional. Well, it's not being emotional. You're just releasing all them stress hormones and whatever you have. You know, do you be able to talk about a lot of stuff? But anyway, once again, thank y'all for joining me today. Knowledge. Seeing you, man. Good seeing you. Hope to see you more of you. But until then, y'all, I'm out of here till tomorrow. Y'all have a good one. Later. Hey, I want to say thank you for listening to the show today. Hey, if you want to follow the show, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. Hit the follow button, and you'll be following the show. Also, if you'd like to send a comment about what you heard, just send me an email at ericlesstalk@gmail.com or stop by my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you. All right, y'all. See you tomorrow. I'm out.